man. I mean, he'd always come into my room. There I'd be working on the model airplanes, gluing a wing to that thing. Dad'd slam a magazine right down, upset and everything. I said, Daddy, can't you see I'm working on my model airplane? He'd say, son, look at this. He had this, like, health food store magazine advertising a nudist camp at the beach. He said, son, we gotta go to this. Just can you imagine running through the burning sand, looking at all that sweet guys? Think about it, boy. Think about it. Well, I thought about it. It sounded nice. So sure enough, we went. We got there, and the man looked at us both and said, now, we got real rules about walking around 10 hut. That's the ultimate faux pas anybody can make in a nudist camp. Now, y'all gotta, you know, you can't, well, you be thrown out if you walk around 10 hut. You hear what I'm saying? Dad said, yes, I do. I said, yes, I do. So we put all our clothes in the locker. We headed toward the beach. I mean, we saw this thing walk by. Bodacious! I mean, I couldn't help myself. We're talking, I had a diamond cutter. And Daddy, I can see he was just staring, spit rolling over his lip. I said, Daddy, geez, look at us quick in the bushes. So we hid there in the bushes, just in time, too. Because the director of the nudist camp went walking by wearing nothing but a pith helmet and a whistle. And if he'd have seen us standing there like that, snarling and ready to go. Well, as we were hiding there, waiting for the hydraulics to subside, we saw that woman, kind of looking like an Amazon woman, talking to another woman. She said, you know what I don't like about men today? Ain't no man takes charge or control. I mean, they, you know, they try to whine you. I just want a man to just take me like the caveman. Boy, that's my dream. You know, to be lying there at the beach and have somebody just grab me and drag me away. Well, I can see Daddy's mind working 80 million miles an hour. So sure enough, we followed her to the beach. She found a quiet cove and she just laid right down in the sand. Knock it! So the sun could kiss her body. Daddy said, watch this, boy. I'm about to make her dreams come true. He goes running out to the beach. He grabs her by the ankles and starts dragging her right up the beach to the bushes. Drags her about 10 yards all that while. She's got a big smile on her face. I hear a lot of thrashing going around in the bushes. Then I hear Daddy come walking out saying, damn. I said, what's the matter, Daddy? Did you do any sweet hobble? He said, I tried, son, but I shouldn't have dragged her across the bath. Thing was too full of sand. My God. He said, I'm sick, Mark. Come on, let's go get lunch. We went into the food tent. We're standing there in line looking at the smorgasbord. We're both right at the table in line. And all of a sudden, we just looked at all them tartars akimbo. I thought, my God, and here in the distance was coming the director of the nudist camp. There's Daddy. But we both thought fast. He said, quick, son, plunge yourself into the punch bowl and sploosh, sploosh. Like a couple of Polaris subs, we buried ourselves in there and just stood there with our hands on our hips trying to look innocent. That's when the director came walking up to us, blew his whistle in our faces and said, hey, if you guys want some punch, you're going to have to drink it like a normal person.
Grease, I'm shocked, I'm stunned, I'm laughing my tail off. The Grease Man.